Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Nami and Mirasi Sheyichyu. And the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther, and the Nishma Saras Esther Basrik Shmuel, the schus Rabbi Sol Yaakov Rosh Zelig. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us two cases of people who came with shtaris. One, a case of money, and the other, first case, a case of land, the second case, a case of money. And then the person they were claiming the land and the money from said that the shtar is mezuyif. And then the person holding on to the shtar admitted that the shtar was mezuyif. But he told Rabbi, whispered to Rabbi, that I really had a good shtar and it got lost. And I said, I might as well just present this shtar so I'll have something. But really, I had a good shtar, it just got lost. So Rabbi says in both cases that the person with the shtar has a migu. Ma'alo l'shaker, he could have said it's a good shtar. Instead, he told the truth. We're assuming he told the truth and said it's not a good shtar, but I had a good shtar, we believe him. So in both cases, the person with the shtar, the person on the land with the shtar, gets to keep the land. And the person, the malva claiming the money, gets to get the money. And Rabbi Yosef says in both cases, what are you samech on? The shtar? The shtar is cheres, it's nothing. You have nothing to be samech on. And therefore, in both cases, the shtar means nothing. So in the case of the land, the person on the land has to leave because he doesn't have a shtar, he doesn't have shnei chazaka. And in the case of the money, the lova gets to keep the money until the malva presents a proper shtar. Vidi Baravin, Paskin's halacha, when it comes to the land case, like Rabba, that we give him the migu, and we let the person with the shtar stay on the land. And when it comes to the money case, he Paskin's like Rav Yosef, no migu. And the lova gets to keep the money. The Gemara explains that the Paskin's like Rabba when it comes to land, because whoever's Muksak Bakarka now gets to keep it, and that's the person holding on to the shtar, and therefore we're going to Paskin like Rabba. And when it comes to when it comes to the money case, whoever's holding on to the money, we're going to let keep, and that's the lova, and that's like Rav Yosef, who says that we follow that the lova wins. The lova gets to, like Rav Yosef says, what sort of shtar does he have? It's chas bavama, he himself admits it. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. Gemara says, amayko samachta ha-shtara. And Rav Yosef said, what are you samech on this shtar? Does shnei chazaka leka, Rashbam. He doesn't have shnei chazaka, by shtar chas bebalmu. This shtar is tam cheres, he came into Odi Odi. He admitted it. V'lodami l'shar ma'al l'shaka shiva gemara. And you can't compare this to other ma'al l'shakas in the gemara. Sheshtei ha-tanos yecholos lios emes. Both tainas can be true. Osu shehu toin, v'osu shehu ayochol liton v'lotan. Whatever he tainit, and what he didn't tainit. But he could have tined it and didn't tine it. Both tines could be true. Damrin and Migu, there we say Migu. Abal Hocho. Dami lemalo l'shaker b'makom Eidim. This is like a malo l'shaker b'makom Eidim. It's going against Eidim. It's like going against Eidim. Shrei kol kocho b'chazkosa b'karka al yidei hai shtar hu. His whole chazok in the land is because of this shtar. B'ech nomer malo l'shaker b'shtar. How can we say malo l'shaker with this shtar? You borrow a shtar ma'al yufi, once he could say it's a good shtar. Well, moidish a shtar puzzle. He's moidish a shtar is puzzle. So he's knocking off that taina that it could be a good shtar. Well, does Baldin Kamedim dumb? He says that it's nothing. Vilu bo e shneidim shamishu puzzle, lekasu ma'al shaker. If two Eidim would say it's puzzle, he has no ma'al shaker. So here also, when he himself, he's better than Eidim. When he says that the shtar is not a good shtar, so then he loses his taina. So it's not like a regular migu where both tainas can be true. Here he himself is puzzling one of the tainas by saying that this shtar is garnished. So therefore, Rav Yosef discounts the shtar. When it says Hilchos Hakavosei deRabbi ba'ara, the Rashbam says, but also din rishon del masafkei ravidi bar. The Rav doesn't know how to paskin. Tam shalmi mishneim nira yoser. He was mesupik. Which time is better? Hilchos poisek berishon kerabba. In the first case, he paskins like Rabba. That we say ma'alo l'shaker v'yamad al mikhog kem lo spirit ha'meim shabri v'yosef motzei chavrol v'raya. So there we say motzei chavrol v'raya, since we're not sure. And me'mele, who do we give it to? We give it to the person on the land, the person with the shtar is sitting on the land. V'gabi zuzi shalov v'muchzuk, and when it comes to zuz, that the lov is muchzuk and not the ba'al shtar, so we say yavi ba'al shtar raya v'yito, because wherever the land is is sitting, whoever's sitting with the land gets to keep the land, whoever's sitting with the money gets to keep the money. So in the first case, that means that we pass in like Rabbah, that we give him the migu, and he gets to keep the land. And in the case of Rav Yosef, and in the second case, in the case of the money, it means Paskin like Rav Yosef, and the Lova gets to hold on to the money, and the Malva has to bring a proper shtar. So that's the Rashbam. So we're going to go in the derech here of Moreno Agoin, Rav Rafael Moshe Luria, Zechat Sadi Kadosh Levracha, and his Asefas Shirim and Bov Mitzi and Simon Lamed Dalet. So it's Machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos, if it's Mishum Sveka Dedina, and then we're establishing the land and the Zuz Bechaz Kosam, and that's the sheet of the Rashbam. Or like Tosfos holds that Hilchasa Mashma Mitam Vaday. When it says Halacha, it's not Mashma that he's Mesupik, it's Mashma it's Mitam Vaday. Mishum Dahave Migu Lahotzi. Loi Mahani Bezuze. Since it's a Migu Lahotzi, it doesn't work with Zuz. When it comes to the Karka, it's not a Migu Lahotzi. He's sitting on the land. So we give him the Migu. But when it comes to the Zuz, that's a Migu Lahotzi. If we want to accept the Taina of the Malve, that's a Migu Lahotzi. We accept Taina of the Shtar, it's a Migu Lahotzi. That we don't say. So Nochamo, the Rashbam holds that we're paskining. It's at Sveka, we're not sure. So we just are mamid b'chaz kosam. And Tosa says, we are sure. We are sure. And therefore we paskin like the Rabbah when it comes to the Zuz, to the land, because he's muksik in the land. And we paskin like a Rav Yosef when it comes to the Zuz, because it's a migul lahotzi, but it's mitam vaday, not mitam sofi. The Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Mavo Lo V'Halach above writes, Af b'sha mavo hu sheshavar ashtara. So it was the Malve who was shover the shtar. He broke it. And he could have said it's Eino Mezuyuf. Because it was Miskayim Bevezdin. But Eino Govebo Klum. He doesn't collect. Ela Nishba Loive Heses. The loive is nishba shvuas heses kofer bakol. He says, I don't know you anything. V'nifter, and he becomes pater. Shrei zeh shtar ki cheres hu choshuv, because this shtar is like cheres. It's like earthenware. Ad kan midivrei harambam. So it's mashma miloshen harambam that it's not because it's a migu lahotzi. That's Tosis's word. That it's a migu lahotzi. But rather, the Rambam holds kipshuta that this shtar is chaspa v'alma. There's no migu at all. It's not al tzmigu lahotzi. It's because the shtar is garnished, k'divrei Rav Yosef. Aibazoi tamua. So why then linyan karka, if it's garnished, if the shtar is garnished, why then do we give him the migu? Like the Rambam himself writes in the 15th parak of Toin V'nitan Halachates. And there the Rambam is mashma, it's not midin safik, it's mishum sheyesh lo migu k'divrei rabba. So we have to understand how the shaykh linyan karka halacha k'rabba davi migu. How could it be? And when it comes to the karaka, he has a migu. When it comes to the karaka, he has a migu. And when it comes to the zuz, he doesn't have a migu. If the shtar is chaspa b'alma, and that negates the migu, it's nothing. You want to be samech on the shtar, and the shtar is nothing. Then how do we give it to him with the mammon? Shtar kakasha. וכדבר מהללו משמע גם במחבר בסימן פי גימו שכוסף שם עשמה בסיף קוטן יוד די אפשר לא אמר תאים את המחבר לא אמר אני מיגו בשביל דבי הויצי. Can't say that the מחבר holds that the מיגו doesn't work because we don't say מיגו להוצי, because the מחבר himself brings a sheet of that מיגו להוצי אמרינם. So how does he pass כניר כדבר פשוט לא אמר אני ומכוח זה the סמה was מחליט. That here it's because there's no Torah's Migu. Here there is no Migu, Kedibur Rav Yosef. So on that, Frek the Shach, while in Yen Karka, there's a Mechaber Paskin to Mahani. If there's no Migu, then why by Karka does it work? So he's saying Kash in the Rambam, same kind of that was we have in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch is we have in the Rambam. How do you Paskin that when it comes to money, there's no Migu? But when it comes to Karka, you have a Migu. What's going on over here? Now, Beikar Taimed Rav Yosef, the Ein Kan Migu, And this Rabbi Yosef, who says there's no migu here, mevur barashbam, the lo ahani migu elikishishnei atainus yicholas lios enes. When does migu work? When both tainus can be true. But here, since he's moida that the shtar is mezuyof, ain lo migu to habi kimigu b'makom edim, kevin dehoida ain tainz a taina. So this is like a migu b'makom edim, just like when the edim, if the edim would negate a taina, he wouldn't have a migu. The Aiden would negate what he says, he wouldn't have a migu. Here he's negating what he says, so he also doesn't have a migu. So the Rishonim, the Achronim, all jump on the Rashbam, and they don't understand, all of them, many of them. Every migu is like this. What do you mean that the Baal Din is mevatel one of his possible tainas? So we're saying here, he's mevatel the taina of the, being a good shtar, but we believe him because the other taina could be true. And the Rashbam says, since he's Mevata, one of his tainas, so he loses his migu. It's like Aiden being Mevata, one of the tainas. But in fact, every migu is like this. In every migu, you're being Mevata, one of the tainas. The Rashbam says migu only works when both tainas can be emes. Is that really true? Because before the person makes a taina, he can make two tainas. He can make taina A and taina B, and then he makes taina A. So when he makes taina A, what is he saying about taina B? That it's not true. So it's exactly what he's doing here. He's saying, you know, I could say there's a good shtar, but I don't want to. I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth is that I had another shtar and it got lost. So this is like every migu. That he's making one taina, and the other one he's being molded, that it's not true. So what is the Rashbam bringing in there that this is different than every migu? It's not. It's the same as every migu. In the Sefer Gidulei Truman, Shar Yud Zayin, he asks, "Hare b'parati migu de mezuyef nami hachihu." He asks Akashi, he asks in the Rashbam, if a person says, "I paid up," and we believe him because he could have said it's mezuyef, it's the same thing. Shim Toam Peru, the moment he says Perua, what is he saying? He's being molded that the shtar is mekuyim, it's not mezuyef. And therefore he can't tie in a mezuyef. And there he has a migu. It's very difficult to understand the Gidulei Truman. The Dvar of Maflim. Why was he only asking about this migu? Every migu is like that. Not only migu, Parati migu de Mizuyev. Every migu is like that, that you're saying that this tain is good and the other tain is no good. We also have an Amukei Yosef here, we're asking the Rashbam. A person's Naaman to say that someone bought the land from you in front of me, and I bought it from him, because he could say that I bought it directly from you. We accept that migu later on in Daf Lamed Vav. So why don't we accept this migu? And he answers there, it's not a hodah brura. Here he's mamish not being moda that one of his tainas isn't true. Here he's mamish being moda that one of his tainas isn't true. But what's the kasha? Why is Davka asking from this migu, not from all the migus? And the etzim svar of the Rashbam is difficult to understand. Da koponim ikam migu. He has a migu. Alright, he was mode. But he didn't have to be mode. So why are we going to believe him? Let's believe him because he could have lied, but he didn't. He gave a weaker argument. It would have just been better to let the shtar go through and shalom al Yisrael. But instead, he decided to be forthright and admitted that it's not a good shtar, but I have a different shtar. But he didn't have to do that. So let's believe him. difficult to understand the Rashbam. And it's difficult to understand people who ask the Rashbam from specific Migul cases. It's like every Migul case. In Tosfos, they ask on Rabbi Yosef, who says, "Amai samach da hashtara?" And what are you somech? You somech on nishtar? Nishtar is chas bebalma v'tema lehim neidim b'migu. Ibrahim Rishtar Ma'al Yehu. So why don't we believe him with a migu? That's what they ask him, Rabbi Yosef. But it's not clear in Tosfos who they're asking their kasha. In the Gemara, Rabbi says it's a migu. And Rabbi Yosef says, what are you being somichan? You're being somichan nishtar. So he's trying to explain why there is no migu. Because the migu is to be somichan nishtar, but the nishtar is chas b'alma. The nishtar is garnished. So you lost your migu. So what's Tosfos asking? Lehimne b'migu. As if Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi are having a discussion about a different topic, and then Tosfos says, oh, I have an idea. Why don't we believe him Altsamigu? What do you mean, why don't we believe him Altsamigu? That's exactly what Rabbi says. So it doesn't seem to be that Tosfos is asking their question mitzad Rabbi. That's exactly what Rabbi says. So Tosfos didn't have to say that. And if they're trying to say that Rabbi Yosef doesn't make sense, so just say, excuse me, Rabbi Yosef, you don't make sense. I'm saying we're very open about that. When we have a problem, we present the problem as is. So, b'divrei hagos maimonios, shehevi divrei atosis mashma, shakushi halo rashbam. So, the mashmos is that Tosfos is asking on the Rashbam. Because in the 14th parak of Hilchos Malve, he brings the Rashbam that ain onem on the Rav Yosef. Mishum migu b'makom eidim. Aval hacha dami lemalo l'shaker b'makom eidim. The Rashbam writes, "Sarei kolche kolcho v'cheskasu b'karka zu al yidei haishtaru v'heich nomar malo l'shaker b'shtar ze ibar mishtar ma'ayu v'alo modu sh'shtar posel v'das baldin k'me eidim." So the Rashbam says, in the 14th parakos Malve, so the Gos Maimonios brings the Rashbam that he's not Naaman according to Rav Yosef, because it's like a migu b'makom edim. Therefore, Rav Yosef doesn't like this migu. And then he asks, Kushya Satosvis, Delehimnu b'migu. And he asks on this, the Kashav Tosfos, why don't we believe him with a migu? He could have said, I had a shtar, a good shtar, and it was lost. So you're saying it's not a good migu, because a migu b'makom edim. But let's believe him with a migu, that he could have said that he had a good shtar. And the shtar was lost. And he answers, Kedivrei Tosfos, because it's towing v'chozer v'towing. Because he can't make one taina, and then he made one taina ready. He presented the shtar, and then he made another taina, towing v'chozer v'towing. O Kedivrei Harivam, it's a problem of migu lahotzi. Vadvarim brurim, that after he brings the Rashbam, he says, let's believe him with a migu. But he brings Mishem HaRashbam that it's a migu b'makom edim. So what's the kasha? What's the Gos Maimonios' kasha? And the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, there's no migu. Because a migu that the edim are going against you. When the edim are going against you, and here he himself is going against himself. And he's better than Edom. So when the Edom are going against you, you have no migu. And then he says, yeah, but let's believe him with a migul. I don't understand. You just told me you have no migul. So what's the kasha? You just said there's no migul. Oh yeah, but let's believe him with a migul. Ma'u makshe. So if you look at that Gos Meronios, we'll see that his kasha is that we should believe him b'migu d'shtara ma'al yahavalei v'avad. We should believe him with a migu when he says that I had a good shtar and it got lost. And it's mashma that he understood that we can't believe him b'migu al knias sode shehishalo. We can't believe him in it with a migu on acquiring the field that it's his. We can't believe him with a migu that the field belongs to him, that he acquired this field. But we should believe him. He's got no migu that the field is his. But we should believe him that he has shtar and the shtar got lost. He doesn't have a migu, but believe him that the shtar got lost. Which is also some type of migu, right? That's not... Why would you believe him about that? Because he has a migu. Why would you believe him that the shtar was his and it got lost? He had a shtar and it got lost. Because he had a migu. But if you can't believe him that he has a migu, right? Because that's what he said. We can't believe his migu. Because the migu b'makom made him. So you can't believe that he acquired the field. So if you can't believe that he acquired the field, then what are you believing him when he says that he had a good shtar and it got lost? Why is that any better? So this whole give and take is very, very difficult to understand. Because he asked the Kashtos, so let's believe in Amigu when he says shtar mayo habelev irakas. So you can't believe him that he has a migu that he acquired the field because the migu b'makom eidim. So don't believe him that the field is his. But believe him that he had a shtar and the shtar got lost. Why should you believe him? Because he's a migu. So he says he is a migu. That's the Bagos Meonio says, Tosa says. So he has a migu. It's a different type of migu. But why is this migu better than the first migu that you rejected because the migu b'makom eidim? Vadvarim afliyim eld, and what we need is a hezber b'dvarim, and please God, in the next shir, that's what we will try to provide, and we will hopefully see niflos mitoras Hashem, and understanding the Tosfos, and understanding the Rashbam, and understanding the Gemara. Ultimately, that's the goal. The goal is even higher than understanding the Gemara. The goal is ladas es Hashem through understanding the Gemara. We should never forget the. The ultimate goal is getting close to Hashem. And the Gemara we use in order to get close to Hashem. So we should be zochem, Yitzhashem, to do so. And see the flows, Manas, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.